They're like the Labrador of snakes.
It's a very motivational, inspiring place.
I guess the greenery, the scenery.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
So how can you carry that on through the day?
Well, hey everyone, I'm Lara Biggs. I'm an experimental beat maker. So I really enjoy creating music for the sake of creativity. So, you know, experimenting with borrowing a beat from one genre and mixing it with bass lines, signature bass lines from another, is what I like doing.
How did you get into this?
Because I run a group called Cairns Musicians Network, and I try and profile young artists who have a lot of talent, who have ambition, and they have everything it takes to succeed, and they want to go there with their careers. And I started saying yes to this stuff, honestly, just to give me some more credibility with them. That's the honest truth. I've been playing music since I was six. Doing piano lessons, and then I got into playing guitar when I was about 13. And then it's just progressed from there, where playing in bands, and I didn't know how to do any of this sort of stuff, and I wanted to learn. And then just wanting to basically be able to create the whole product, the whole sound of the track, being able to make the beat and the bass line and all the atmospheric sounds. So that's how I got to where I am now.
How would you describe your music to someone who'd never heard you before?
Well, that would be pretty hard, because when I have sat down to create a track, it's usually been from inspiration from something in my life. So there's one track on the album that I've got released on Spotify that, you know, that I created after the bushfires. So I made a track called Waterbender. And then there was another one, you know, when COVID was just beginning and we were going into lockdown. We weren't seeing much happening here in terms of, you know, restricting the borders and stuff like that. And I saw what was happening in China, and I was picturing like a dystopian future, you know. So I wrote a track for that. I'll just borrow from any instruments or sounds that I have available in my studio and make something based on an actual thing. I'm starting to learn how to be more obsessive about the mastering side of things, but really it was quite messy when I first started, because I was just having fun playing with whatever's available. So yeah, I'm starting to learn to be a bit more fussy about that, and I've got people who are teaching me that. I just love what's available to a person in their home studio now, and the scope that it gives you to actually to have that level of control over the sounds that you're making, and see how much it changes the feel of a song. Mostly I've been invited to shows, like to festivals and stuff like that, where there's DJs playing, and I'm not a DJ, so I don't know how to do all the cool stuff that they do. So I bring instruments with me, you know, something that's simple to transport, but I can be busy while I'm up there, otherwise I get really anxious.
Lara Biggs is a multi-instrumentalist based in regional Queensland, making dance music. She's with us on ABC Radio. What's it like as a bedroom artist, you know, someone who creates tracks at home purely for their own creative enjoyment, when you actually get up on stage? Is there a level of fear that you have to confront when doing that, even though you've performed in bands and things like that? This feels like it's a little bit different in some ways. Is that the case?
It's totally different to playing instruments in a band when you've created all of it and then you're going up there and playing for people to actually dance to. That was a surprising thing that I noticed when I did start performing at the start of this year, is that I really like watching people dance to my music. Yeah.
What's the feeling like when the bass drops, or, you know, the chorus kicks in and you see people go crazy? What's that like?
It's pretty cool. There's still that same interaction that you have when you're in a band and you're vibing off the crowd and the crowd's vibing back, is that if you're up there having fun, people are going to enjoy watching you. So that's the main important thing, is like, how can I get up there and not be nervous and confident enough to actually have fun and let them enjoy that?
So now that you're performing live, what's the next step for you? Is it really just sort of building that muscle?
I don't think so. I think I actually really wanted to just, after the last festival that I played at, I wanted to just really knuckle down and start and get back into production because I got a lot of ideas just bubbling in the back of my head. But I couldn't say no to the Tanks gig because I've always wanted to play there. So I said yeah. So yeah, it'll be like knuckle down again and just create again after this.
What can people expect from Lara Biggs when they see your name on a bill and see you live? What's the experience like for a music fan who's going there with open ears and expectations?
I would say that they can expect to see something different every time because I will try and bring different things in. Like I've got, for example, at the Tanks gig, I've got Matt Gertes, who's an amazing saxophone player, coming along to play with me. So yeah, they can expect to see something different. And if they want to know what I'm doing, just check my Facebook page because I will tell them in the week before as I'm starting to pull it together.
We really love happy. We love relaxed.
This may not actually wow people at all.
We love music that you can drink cocktails by.
That DIY feel is going to really carry through.
Turn it up.